Where's my T-square?
He would sometimes, Frank Lloyd Wright would say, "Where's my T-square?"
That what was about a game the compass
that he and Mrs. Lloyd Wright would play at the house? Find the T-square. That's when things got crazy. Let's talk running, Wendy.
I thought we didn't have him.
I don't know. It looks like we do. Ella, if there's been a switch in the schedule.
Well, we're waiting for his phone call right now.
All right. Well, you know, can I just say something if we're going to talk running?
Yes.
I see these things on the back of people's cars, and I didn't know what they were at first.
What is it?
It was like 13, I could be wrong here, 13.1 or 26.2. I don't know what that is. They're miles for marathons.
Oh. All right. And so their car ran a marathon. Is that what you're telling us?
See, now, if I could drive a marathon, right. I would totally do it.
Hey, and the winner again is Wendy Snyder in a Plymouth. Congratulations, Wendy. You've won another marathon.
We are going to talk to somebody who's actually running a marathon and doing so for various causes. And his name is Will Gain. Hi, Will. How are you?
I'm doing really well. More importantly, how are you?
We're doing well. I was trying to tell Bill about these stickers I see on the back of cars. Is it 13.1 and 26.2? What do those mean?
Yeah, that's for the half marathon. It's 13.1 miles, and the 26.2 is for the full marathon distance.
I had no idea until...
You cracked the code, Wendy.
I know. I couldn't figure it out, and I'm like, why does everybody have that on there? But running is, you know, we've been doing it for years. I think the cavemen actually ran.
The first marathon was in caveman days. You're right.
The Neanderthal 13.2.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And someone from Kenya won that year. Did you know that?
But now, what? Tell us about this Badwater 135 Ultra Marathon.
Yeah, the Badwater 135 is widely regarded as the world's toughest endurance event. It's a 135-mile run.
Oh, my God.
135-mile run.
All at one time?
Yeah, you have to complete it within 48 hours. But there are two other factors that make it a little bit tricky. Number one is it's in Death Valley next week. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at anything over 120 degrees. And you go over two mountain ranges. So it's the elevation, it's the heat, and it's the distance, which makes it the world's toughest event.
And not very safe. I mean, remember when the Chicago Marathon was going on and the temperatures had peaked to over 90 degrees and everybody was worried about it?
Yeah,
this
right.
is like 10 times worse.
Yeah, well, there's two factors to bear in mind with this. Firstly, one of the hardest things about Badwater is getting into the event. It's a very strict application process. You send in your resume, you send in your athletic achievements, you send in answers to about 10 different questions. So they try to make sure that whoever does this has a realistic chance of finishing. The second thing is, if you do want to run through Death Valley, doing Badwater is probably the safest time because it's such a well-managed event. You've got some of the most experienced endurance professionals in the world. You've got medical teams all over the place. So there is as much support as you could possibly want to get through this safely, and nobody has ever died or been seriously ill from this event.
How about that? That's good news.
That is good news.
About how many participants, Will, on average, would you say?
There's a strict cap of 100 entrants. This year, we're down to 97 with a couple of withdrawals over the last couple of months. But the maximum number of people that are allowed to run this race is 100.
So if Wendy and I wanted to join in, there's a couple open spots.
You can fill in the application form, send it across.
All right.
Chris, who's the race director, is an absolute legend, and I'm sure he would look at it.
All right.
Now, I noticed at our grade schools and junior highs, there's a program called Girls on the Run, which I have seen. It's a great little program where girls basically run after school. Tell us about this.
Yeah, one of the reasons that I'm doing Badwater is to raise funds for Girls on the Run. We are talking about the next generation of young women here, and it's a great charity for helping young women feel empowered, to feel confident, and to have the belief to go after any dream they want in life. and they've been a pleasure to work with. Oddly enough, they were just sending some emails through before I rang you guys. But the other key factor here is it's not just about the run, despite the fact that the word appears in the name. This is about a curriculum that teaches leadership skills. It teaches working in teams. It teaches self-awareness. So you kind of get this development of the mind as well as the body. But obviously, I can't say enough good things about them.
And what's so great about running, if that's something you're into, is, you know, it's men and women running together, girls and boys running together. You know, in tennis, you have your female division and mm-hmm. your men, baseball, all men. So this is really promoting gender equality and getting healthy and running all at the same time.
Absolutely right. And this is the primary reason that I'm running Badwater, to promote gender equality. Obviously, one avenue for that is Girls on the Run. But I also founded a site called echo37.com to promote gender equality. So I'm kind of going to correct something you said earlier on. It perhaps is cave people, but you're absolutely right. The great thing about something like Badwater is it a beacon of equality. And the thing to bear in mind is women have been the overall winners of Badwater. So Pam Reed, back in 2002, a mother of five, weighing 100 pounds, she destroyed the rest of the field, and she came back the following year and won. As part of my training, I did a 100-mile run from Key West to Key Largo. And Ali Venti, she was the overall winner. In fact, in the 50-mile race for that event, 9 of the top 10 finishers were women. And there is an exaggerated difference in society between men and women, and one of the great things that events like Badwater promote is that everybody starts at the same start line. Everybody starts on the level playing field, and then everybody has the chance to work as hard as they want to achieve what they want.
Well,
promoting gender equality is a big part of this.
Can you explain something to me? In your traditional marathon, just over 26 miles, it is always men that win. When men and women are running together, men tend to win by several minutes. But in these ultra marathons, as you pointed out, it's the opposite. So how do you explain that exactly?
Well, you're absolutely right. And you're also seeing the same in long-distance swimming. So this isn't just a running endurance factor. This is across a number of sports. And in fact, some scientists are starting to conduct studies and show that we're going to see a dilution of the gap between men and women in throwing-based activities, because some of the golf and swimming, it's technique and not power. Now, what happens in long-distance endurance events is it's more about the mental strength, and it's more about problem-solving, and it's more about pacing than it is about power-based events. So whenever you have power as a dominant factor, the 100-meter sprint is a classic example, that is still going to favor men to some degree for obvious reasons. But as that becomes less of a factor and the playing field becomes more even, so it's endurance, it's mental, it's technique, then there isn't a great difference between men and women. And sometimes the guys are going to win, sometimes the girls are going to win.
Huh. Yeah, very interesting.
That is interesting. Wow. So it sounds like women are better problem solvers.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, Will Gain, when does this race begin?
So there are three waves that start this Monday in the evening. It's a night start. I start in the middle wave at 9:30 p.m. In Death Valley. And I, myself and my crew, because it's a mandatory crew requirement to do an event like this, that you have a support vehicle and people looking after you. I will then have 48 hours to cover that 135-mile distance.
Now, are there people that just don't make it and don't finish?
Yeah, I mean, one of the good things about Badwater, unlike some other endurance events, is they are genuinely trying to ensure that everybody makes it. But if we look at last year's figures, about a 75 to 80% completion rate. But in any event like this, sometimes people are just going to have a bad day. Sometimes people just aren't going to make it. But there's no doubt that the bulk of people that do this have been well vetted and will do everything they possibly can alongside their crew to finish the event.
Is there any time to sleep at all? It's essentially 135 miles is five marathons back to back to back. Is there any downtime where you can rest and sleep or not?
It's a choice. At the end of the day, the clock will not stop. And some participants will choose to have a 20-minute power nap. That's entirely up to them.
Yeah.
I find it difficult for a whole host of reasons. The adrenaline is obviously going through the body.
Right.
I've never been able to do it, and I just want to finish the thing and get it done. But some people get a lot of benefit from taking 20 minutes out to have a rest. And at the end of the day, this will be the longest event I've done. I've done 100-mile races before, but this is an extra, 5 to 10 hours. So who knows how the body's going to react.
Well, good luck to you. If you could figure out a way how to sleep while running, I think you would have this mastered.
Work on that, Will.
And you are treating this as a fundraiser, and you have a donation page for Girls on the Run. Can you give us that information? And also echo37.com is a website and blog site to promote gender equality. Give us the information on how we can donate or fund your running.
Yeah, very easy. If you go onto Google, type in William Gane, and Gane is four letters, G for golf, A-N-E. Type in William Gane, CrowdRise, Girls on the Run. You'll see my page. I will send it across to your colleagues so you can put it on your website. Obviously, people go on, click donate, type in a big number, help the next generation of women, and then they get a thank you for their awesome contribution.
You're doing some great work, and we wish you success on the Badwater 135 Ultra Marathon. Good luck to you, Will Gane.
Thank you very much for your time today. It was great speaking to you.
Thank you so much.
135 miles in 48 hours.
A couple of spaces left. Let's get on the website and do it.
Let's do it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Ryan has the news coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.